Welcome to episode number 4 of the Musicians Roundhouse Cafe with today's segment, Songwriter Spotlight. I'm your host, Cottonwood Stone. Before we get started, if you're an acoustic singer-songwriter and want to be on the show, go to musiciansroundhouse.com. The link to apply is right there on the landing page. Now, on to the spotlight. My guest today is singer-songwriter Joel Brogan from Harlingen, Texas. Welcome, Joel. It's good to have you here at the Musicians Roundhouse Cafe podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your musical self.
So I first started writing songs way, way long ago in 1990. In my head, that doesn't sound like a long time ago, but that's 30 years ago. So that's really frightening to think that that's actually 30 years ago. We actually moved away from the Rio Grande Valley, where I actually live now, but we actually moved away from there when I was a teenager. We moved from the valley, and it was really traumatic for me because it was my home and I love the Rio Grande Valley. And I asked my parents for a guitar because I wanted an outlet to express my feelings about how I felt about moving and leaving my home. And so that's actually how I got into writing songs, because I needed to express what I was feeling about leaving.
Did you have any musical background before you got the guitar?
I grew up in a very musical household. My sister played piano. My mother played piano. My mother had played piano since she was a little girl. So I actually really grew up in a musical household. And before then, I hadn't really delved very much into music so much myself, but I had that burning desire inside myself to get words out. And I knew that music was the way.
What drew you to the guitar as opposed to the piano?
I think because it was different. Although my father did play the guitar, but he didn't really play it that often. But I really felt like I wanted to do something different than my sister and my mother did. You know, be a little bit of a rebel.
Do you remember the first time that you picked up a guitar and played the first song?
I do. I can remember very distinctly when I was living in Tyler, Texas, which is where we moved to, and learning chords and then suddenly starting to put verses and lyrics to those chords and just getting really excited about it, because I knew that that was something that I wanted to do and I knew that's how I could express myself.
At that point, when you started having the words and the music come together, at that point, see yourself performing?
No, I can't say that I did. Although, of course, the older I got, you know, I started to have those grand visions of, you know, jumping on stage one day. Although, you know, I really don't see that so much anymore. Yes, I actually started performing quite a bit in cafes and coffee shops and, you know, small intimate venues, which is where I love to perform. That was something that's been a really good part of my journey, is discovering that, you know, I don't have to be in front of thousands of people and bright lights and all of that, you know, because that's how I like to connect with my audience. I like to connect with small, intimate audiences who, you know, I can really connect with them and be a part of their evening or afternoon. I want to look in people's eyes and make sure that I'm reaching them.
Let's listen to Rhythm of the Road. Set the song up for us.
All right. So Rhythm of the Road was one of those songs as a songwriter that just happened like magic. So I was on the highway and I was driving my dad's old Subaru. And this is an older car and it doesn't have a satellite radio. It doesn't have a working CD player or a tape deck or anything. It just has just a regular old radio. And as I was driving up the highway, I started, you know, fiddling with the radio stations you know, fiddling with the knobs, trying to find a station to listen to, and I couldn't find anything to listen to. So, so out of frustration, I just turned off the radio and I said to myself, you know, I'd rather listen to the rhythm of the road than this. And then all the bells and whistles and alarms went off in my head as a songwriter. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a song. I've got to write this song. And so, you know, all those wheels started turning. And so by the time I got where I was going, I had most of the song written. But one thing I really love about the song that we're going to hear is my friend Pam Munoz, who is a wonderful songwriter as well, sings backup vocals on this song, and she just makes the song just magic.
Rhythm of the Road by Joel Brogan.
I'd rather listen to rhythm of the road and tune into the radio. There's too many love songs remind me of you and I. I'd rather focus on the cars going by. Look straight ahead, ignore the rear view, 'cause I'm not looking back, not coming back to you. There's nothing like a highway to ease my troubled mind. With every mile that passes, I'm leaving more of us behind. Driving just as fast as I can go, listening to the rhythm of the in my windshield reminds me of us, the way that we left our love. Split right in two, broken beyond repair. It's hard to be sad when the sky's this blue, sun shining bright, nothing to do. Oh, the tops rolled down, wind blowing through my hair. No, there's nothing like a highway to ease my troubled mind. With every mile that passes, I'm leaving more of us behind. Driving just as fast as I can go, listening to the rhythm of the road. Crossroads ahead, what should I do? Turn around and head for you. Keep going north into the great beyond. Think I'll drive as far as I can go, listening to the rhythm of the road. No, there's nothing like a highway to ease my troubled mind. With every mile that passes, I'm leaving more of us behind. Driving just as fast as I can go, listening to the rhythm of the of the
That was a great song. When you went on stage for the first time, however big or however small the stage was, from the moment that you were offered the opportunity or took the opportunity or whatever the situation was, if it was an open mic or whatever, it doesn't matter. From that moment you decided to do that to the moment you stepped on stage and played that first chord, what kind of things went through your system? Did you have fear? Did you have excitement? Did you go, oh my gosh, what am I doing? What happened?
Well, of course, I mean, the first thing was, oh, wow, what a great thing to happen. I was excited and nervous, and I started thinking, oh, gosh, how do I even do this? Like, I've got to do one of those things called a set list. What songs am I going to play? You know, so I started looking at all my songs, and I'm flipping through my catalog and like, you know, what song goes with this song and what am I going to open with? And oh, gosh, do I even have a song that's an opener? So there were just all those things running through my head, but I was really excited to have that chance and that opportunity. And, you know, but when I actually got there and got on stage and just was able to look out and talking about earlier about looking at people and looking at them in the eyes and just, you know, watching them get that twinkle in their eye when they got it, you know, it just made me know that what I was doing was right. It's such a special feeling.
I'd like to wrap up with this question that I ask all the musicians. If you could give a budding performing songwriter one piece of advice, what would that advice be?
Well, firstly, as a songwriter, I would say write everything. Write everything down. If you have an idea, record the idea with your phone or whatever recording device you have. Don't ever think that something that comes into your head is a bad idea. There's no such thing as a bad idea. I still have song ideas written on old napkins from years and years ago, and I've actually used them, you know, not the napkins, but I've actually used the song ideas. You know, just recently, just going through, you know, just my old notebooks and, you know, just to get, you know, fresh ideas, you know. And I've learned that as a songwriter, you may not always be in a place of inspiration, but you can always look back at where you were before and something might spark. So as a songwriter, always, always, always keep everything that you think of. Even if you think the idea stinks at the moment, it might be your best song ever. You just don't know. You just don't know. So keep everything. As a performing songwriter, as a songwriter who performs, perform everywhere you can. Because the more confident you become, a lot of songwriters, including myself, aren't always as confident on stage because our craft is usually first and foremost songwriting. And so the more comfortable we get performing as a songwriter, the more we can get our craft out there. And that's what we all want to do, right? So get out there, find those open mics, find the coffee shops, find the cafes. Just get out there and do your thing. The world needs you. The world needs you. The world needs your ideas. So just get out there and do it.
Joel, thank you so much for being here today. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being here today. If you've enjoyed the podcast, consider being a patron through Patreon. It's a great way to support this podcast. Explore the different levels and fun benefits that come along with your membership at patreon.com/musiciansroundhouse. You'll find a link in the show notes for this, along with all other mentions on today's show. And remember, keep sharing the song of your soul with the world.